Well, I think it's firstly important to point out that there were serious concerns around privacy, around privatisation, around affordability, and the ongoing controversy obviously came out, was born out of mistakes made by the government, mistakes that I've always said that needed to be addressed, and the government to stand up and say they got it wrong. And yesterday, I'm hoping is the start of that process where government is prepared to listen to the people and say to the people, look, we got it wrong, and we're prepared to move forward.
Do you believe the government now has it right?
I think today, and I've been speaking to a few of my colleagues this morning, and I've been speaking to a few of my colleagues in Donegal, and I've been speaking to over the last number of hours, speaking to constituents of mine in Donegal. I think people are wise in saying that, you know, I think the trust or the faith that the public had in the government over this issue has been badly damaged, and I don't think that can be recovered overnight. And I think this has to be an ongoing and engaging process where, you know, not just on the Irish Water, on a number of issues that we have to be very, very sensitive to the needs of the electorate, and also to try to, you know, learn from our mistakes and to try to introduce a system that is based on affordability, is based on concerns around privacy. For example, the PPS number was a massive issue for people, and I'm delighted that has been sorted. And the issue around concerns around privatisation and costs going forward. So there were so many issues in this, and there has been a lot of damage done, and I don't think overnight that can be rectified, but I think yesterday's announcement was a major start in trying to build the confidence between the electorate and the government again.
In terms of fairness, do you believe it is fair that two pensioners in their 80s will have to pay the same as a family of five living in a millionaire's mansion?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think, you know, when you introduce a universal 100 euro conservation grant, that, you know, those issues do emerge. And I think one of the things that people ask for, and, you know, certainly it was born out of the demonstration in Letterkenny, the large crowd, and I spoke to a lot of people who were on that march. People did emphasize the fact that it was so complex that, you know, our communication was wrong, and it was, you know, there were so many mixed messages. And I think if one of the things people asked for was to come up with a system that was simple, straightforward, and I suppose if you did go into tiers, different income bands and all that, you know, you'd be further complicating it. If there are issues around affordability, there are systems in place, as the Minister outlined. But yesterday's job was to start a process where the government got it wrong, put the hands up, and I've started to listen to the electorate on this issue and try to introduce a system that does, you know, allay concerns around affordability, privacy and privatisation.
Very finally, Enda Kenny and the general leadership of this government have your absolute and 100% confidence?
Yes.